The Torah describes Yaakov Avinu's going to Charan, initially to find a wife, as is described in the end of Toldos, and the contrast between the process and the actual way that Yaakov finds Rachel, and that which was done for his father Yitzchak in Parshas Chayisara is dramatic. Yitzchak plays no direct role in finding his wife. Avram sends his trusted servant Eliezer, and as we recall from the Torah reading, he creates a test to determine the character of the person who is going to be Yitzchak's wife. Rivka actually plays a more active role because her brother and father ask her if she is ready to go at this point to Yitzchak, and she replies yes. In contrast, of course, Yaakov goes out directly to try to find a wife. He sees Rachel and immediately falls in love with her, and then, after being introduced to her father, asks that she be given to him as a wife. Again, in contrast, we're told that Yitzchak loves Rivka after they are married, and she comes as a replacement in terms of Jewish values to his mother Sarah. How do we understand that two of the Avos function in opposite ways? And I think the answer is clear. The Torah is teaching us a critical lesson that people, even the Avos, are different in personality, in character, and how they function. And therefore the Torah does not prescribe a single way to find a wife. It has to be appropriate for that individual, consistent with his character and his needs. It teaches us that within the same halachic framework of Torah and mitzvos, the individuality does not get lost. Each one of us has to find our own way of expressing ourselves, keeping the mitzvos, of course, but that which is consistent with who we are. Have a wonderful day.